Okay, it's all right, Abby. Sometimes things we do might kind of maybe hinder the blessing that you would feel, but we'll get beyond that. I was thinking today, or yesterday, I believe, wasn't I, thinking about a song I'd wrote. And I told Berthy, I said, I didn't know I know that much about the Bible 50 years ago. It was a song called The Sea of Glass. I don't know, maybe some of you heard it. I was aiming to sing it, and I backed out. I'm bad to do that. And it said, on a sea of glass so bright and clear, they sung a new song that the angels could hear. A song of Moses and of Jesus, the blessed Lamb. I could, if it's singing, it'd sound better, I guess. But 14th chapter of Revelations, where John said, I believe he said, I stood up on the sands of the sea and I saw an angel standing, and with him 144,000 having their Father's name written in their forehead. And he said, therefore, they are there with God and they're without fault. So these are they that have followed the Lamb wherever soever he goeth. And there's so many thoughts come to my mind about them following the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. The Lamb was Jesus. And he said, these are virgins, for they were not defiled with women. Now I had me a sermon all fixed up, and had it all planned out, but that wasn't in it. But as I began to talk about them little virgins, the reason I say little, I've got my opinion. I can't prove it, but I'm allowed to have an opinion, ain't I? I'm allowed to have an opinion. The Bible said after Jesus' resurrection, the bodies of the saints arose and appeared into the city, and fear fell on them that saw. And I believe, as I looked in my heart, I began to think, well, if I was standing somewhere, even out there, and there would come a great earthquake. That's what happened after Jesus' resurrection, remember? There come a great earthquake, and many of the bodies of the saints arose. And I thought about these little children 2 years from the time that Jesus was born up until 2 years, because Herod sent out and had them killed. Well, do you remember the little children when Moses was born, where they sent out to kill all of them? And Moses was spared to be God's leader under the law, to lead the Jewish people out from under the law. Now, the reason I say that, I have points I want to try to get out. I can't never get out what I want to get out. But I said, above all, Lord, let the anointing come. I can't do anything without the anointing. And moreover, don't just let the anointing come for me, but let you feel the anointing as it comes. We are the body of Christ. We're the church of the living God. And this Holy Ghost should flow from breast to breast as we begin to talk about it. So all of these little children, when Moses was born and when Jesus was born, I read somewhere one time in history, back in Moses' times, where them old soldiers just pick a little child up and run a sword through it. And probably they done the same thing that when Jesus was born. Little kids, 2 years old, is getting old enough to walk around, getting old enough to say mom and dad. Then the soldiers would come in and take that little child and just slay it before your eyes. We're living in a cruel, wicked world. Jesus come that I could have life and you could have life and have it more abundantly. I began to think about Jesus when he was born in the manger. Everybody knows that story that's in this building and probably know it better than I do. But he grew up to be a man. 30 years after he was born, he began to preach his own everlasting gospel. And as he started to preach his everlasting gospel, the reason I say that in Revelation, one place it said it's everlasting gospel. And it will last forever. Even when the world's over, it'll stand on in heaven. But as he started to preach his gospel, 3 years and a half. Now, this is important. I don't know how I'm going to work with this, but this is important, and I want me to listen. I want you to listen. As he began to pick his disciples, they followed him, and he preached, and he taught them about this church that was coming, this new Holy Ghost church that was a coming, that we're in, that the Holy Ghost that has filled our bodies and our soul if we've been born again. Amen. It's in us. And the Bible said it sprang up into us as wells of water springing up into everlasting life. He taught them for 3 years and a half. And if you'll have it, and I think you will, Jesus broke about every tradition the Jews had. Healed the man with the withered hand, you remember that? And I've heard these preachers, George and Lloyd and anybody, a lot of people, it's testified, preached about the man at the Pool of Siloam, where he'd laid there 38 years. He healed him, and it wasn't lawful to do that. The reason I won't get this, I want you to understand that 3 years and a half. I want you to hold on to that 3 years and a half. So as Jesus talked to these men and talked about this church and left it in their hands and told them how to handle it, and he picked 70 other apostles and sent them out, and they went out. And he said, whatever house you enter into, if God's peace don't be there, leave it and shake the dust of your feet off as a testimony. And the reason I want you to listen to 3 years and a half, that 3 years and a half represents 40 and 2 months. And I thought, as I looked at Roy, and a lot of people don't know this about Roy, I don't believe. But did you know that Roy Dangus knows more Bible than a lot of preachers that are preaching today? He does. Now, I know I've talked to him. He does. And I think people ought to respect a man of God that knows the Word. 40 and 2 months, this 3 years and a half that Jesus taught his disciples. As John began to talk about the 40 and 2 months, as he began to go all over this, he said an angel come and told him, give him a reed like unto a rod, and told him to rise and to measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship there. But he said, the court which is without, he said, leave it out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles and the holy city. Shall they trod underfoot 40 and 2 months? I want you to watch this 40 and 2 months. while Jesus was here preaching his everlasting gospel for 42 months, there was one Gentile woman that I know of that come to Jesus and got a favor done. Rather than that, the Gentiles just had to walk around, I guess, and watch what was being done under this 42 months as he began to talk about this 42 months. And he said, I'll give power to my two witnesses. And he said, they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. How do you figuring up? It's 42 months. The reason I want to get to 42 months, we're living in a peerless time. We're living when earthquakes come. Radiation has already even been saw and been known in the United States that come from Japan, where the earthquake and the tsunami. And I've been looking through my Bible trying to find something that I could connect this tsunami and earthquake with. And I found in there where it said, a great star fell from heaven as a lamp, and it fell upon the rivers and upon the fountains of water, and the waters was made bitter, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. We're living in a time that we don't even know about. I thought about the way people preach as tribulations today. And as I begin to think about the two witnesses going to prophesy 1,260 days. But listen, the Bible said that they have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. Now, it never said they would. It said they have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. I want you to notice that these two witnesses, they had the same amount of time. But listen, to prophesy that Jesus had when he come, it's 3 years and a half, it's 42 months, if you will have it. But listen, a lot of things we just don't know about. But there's a lot of things that we do know about. Amen. And I said, I don't know about a lot of things I hear preached today. They talk about tribulations, half of this, half of that, seven of this, seven of that. But listen, he said he stood upon the sand of the sea, and he saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, but and ten horns, and upon his heads was the name of blaspheme. It said he blasphemed God and his tabernacle and all of them that worship therein. I want you to know the devil don't like you. He don't like me. He don't like Jesus. He don't like anything that's got to do with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, folks, we're in the best boat that was ever made. We're in a float. But when the times of trouble come upon us, I will be safe in the arms of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. I want you to notice this beast that rose up out of the sea, having the name to blaspheme. And the Bible said that he blasphemed God. Listen, and the Bible said that he made war. Now get this part. This is very important to some people that don't believe a lot of things that's going on in our world. The Bible said that he made war with the saints, and he overcome them, all kindred, tongues, and people. The Bible said that he must reign 42 months. Listen, and he said, I saw another beast rise up out of the sea, or out of the wonder, as a lamb, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spake as a dragon. But he had excelled all power of the first beast which was before him, and he caused all to worship him whose name was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The reason I say this, folks, I don't let people deceive you. I don't let people tell you something that will cause you to sit around and be lost because you think you're not going to be tested and tried. He said he's going to make war with the saints and he'd overcome them. But I want you to notice when it's all said and done, we'll overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. That's the only way we're going to ever get by him, is to overcome him with the blood of the Lamb. And he said that one that rose up out of the sea, the Bible said he made an image of the beast that was before him, and he caused both small and great, free and bound, to receive a mark if their name wasn't written in the book of life. Amen. That's where it's going to count. That's where it's going to be read, is in the great book of life, if your name is there. But listen, if you didn't receive his mark in his forehead or in your right hand, you listen, you wouldn't be allowed to bind or sell. But listen, because only those people that had received the mark of the number of his name would be the ones that would be allowed to bind. So I used to worry about this when my kids was growing up. Lord, will I be here when that time comes? Can I teach my children that to not take that mark of the beast? And I'm still here, amen, 50, 55 years later, preaching that you must flee from the wrath to come, because there is a wrath. I listened by talking about the 144,000 as they stood on the sea of glass, and John said, I saw another number which no man could number, and he said, I said, who are these? He said, sir, thou knowest. He said, these are they that have come out. Now get what I say. These are they that have come out of great tribulations, or tribulations, have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That's the only way that we're going to ever be saved, is to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Go to a good hole of water or a baptistry somewhere and be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then you're on your way to heaven. But listen, there's some heartaches to bear. It ain't going to be like a lot of people said. You come to the Lord, I'll agree it's going to be better. But they're teaching you that God will pay your bills and take care of all your problems. He'll help you to do that. But listen, sometimes you get yourself in trouble and you got to get your own self out of trouble. But Jesus will help you and will lead you. The Bible said the fountain of living water. Amen. Now I know there's a lot of discussion over what I'm talking about. There's 7 years of tribulation. Some said, we're going through it. Somebody said, well, Christians ain't going to go through the mark of the beast. Why did he overcome all the Christians? And they come out, though. I understand the way I understand them. Even that multitude that he saw that no man could number had come out of great tribulation. See, the tribulations lasted 7 years. He come to the 3 years and a half. And did you know this beast is going to continue? The Bible said 40 and 2 months. So he's going to be here a little while. And he's going to try his best to destroy God's people. He's going to do everything that he can to take us down. But if we trust in Jesus, and I'll say this, for me, I'd just soon God take me today and I wouldn't have to go through it tomorrow. You know what I mean? I just soon to be with Jesus when the world's rocking and on fire. Peter began to talk about him, how about the heavens was going to, elements were going to melt with fervent heat, and the world was going to pass away with a great noise. I know we have a lot of discussion, but see, the way people are preaching this to you, you come to church or what around your house, you just relax. You say, well, I ain't got nothing to worry about in your heart. You say, I ain't got nothing to worry about because that ain't going to be for me to go through. Don't be so sure. Don't be so sure, because I just told you that he overcome the saints. If you don't consider yourself a saint, he might not do that. But I consider the church, I consider all of God's Christian saints. Amen. That's the way I've got that figured. So in this life only, if we have hope, we'd be of all men most miserable. But I got hope in Jesus, in the resurrection. If I'm gone when Jesus comes, I'll have a hope in the resurrection either way. Either way, I'll have hope in the resurrection. We used to go to Huntington and sing a lot. There's an old man down there, his name was Harvey Black. And I probably never will forget this. I think Berthy was singing with us that night. And they told him he had cancer, and he stood on that pulpit and he cried and he cried. And he said, I wanted to see the rapture. I wanted to see the rapture. And he went and sat down in his seat. I wanted to see the rapture. I wanted to see the rapture. Something touched my soul, and I went over and told him. I said, Brother Harvey, don't worry about it. You'll get to see it coming from the other side. And we will, if we're gone to be with Jesus. Those that fall asleep in Jesus will God bring with him when he comes. So don't get relaxed. If you get relaxed, you'll get things upon you that you maybe not be able to stand. But if you'll stay on fire for God, I don't know about you, fellas, but I've been to turn my TV off more here lately. I've been praying more. I've been going through my Bible more. Because this stuff worries me about my children. I talk to them. They say, Dad, don't preach to me. But who's going to? We're the ones that... Yeah. We got to tell them that the end is coming soon. Don't you believe it is? The Bible said there'd be earthquakes in diverse places. There'd be famines and nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Did you look on television how many's got inner wars, civil wars right in their own country, fighting over control of this, control of that? But Jesus is still Jesus. And I heard a surprise me. A newsman said today, he said, it looks like it's winding up. And I agreed with him. Looks like it's winding up. I don't want you to get relaxed. The Bible said, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. So if you're at ease in Zion, then maybe some of this stuff, the rotten stuff they're preaching, I'll say it. I don't care to say it. I've heard so much of it rotten, I turn it away. They might lead you astray. You say, no, not me. I listened long enough to find out it was rotten. You know, if I hadn't been known or known the scriptures that I do, I might, who knows? Might have just followed that. But if you don't know the scriptures, you might just let it lead you astray. And we want you to study the word. Now, if you don't believe what I've said tonight, maybe I got a few words here or there wrong or, you know what I mean? And if you'll give me enough time, I've always told you, if you give me enough time, I'll say something dumb. But go read your book and see if I ain't told you the truth about it. And you're going to have to. And when you're praying, pray for me too. Because I told the Lord the other night, I said, I guess I aggravate Jesus, or I'm trying to. I want him to give me more of his word in my mind and let it stay there. Let it stay there till I get ready to release it, then let it go. We need to understand. I said over 50 years ago, I wrote that song about the Sea of Glass. And I preached that then, years ago. But see, nobody wouldn't pay no attention to it then. It didn't mean that much to people then. And you know, anymore, don't they? I know I'm without honor in my own country, George. I'm smart enough to know that. Because the Bible told me, didn't it, Lord? It told me. I know you don't mean to dishonor me. I'll tell you something else. I deserve double honor. Huh? Does anybody know that? I do. I'm an elder, 79-year-old elder. And I deserve double honor. Now, Lloyd deserves honor, and I deserve double honor. You understand what I'm saying when I put it that way, don't you? Do you feel like you have honor in your own country, Jordan? Do you, Lloyd? So that's the way we feel, because the Bible said that's the way it was. And if it says that's the way it was, that's the way it is. Then. We don't mean to do things to cause you to dishonor us, but it's just because of who we are. Oh, that's Jesus, the son of a carpenter. He was, you know, raised down here. And, and that's why when Jesus said the prophet's not without honor saving his own country or his own house. You know? And I do believe this. I believe I have honor in my house. I do. I really do. Because I believe Bertha honors the gospel and honors me as I study for the word and stuff. And she always has. Used to go to church somewhere to preach, and I could tell her what time she prayed. I'd come home and tell her because felt the blessing. And people can live that close to each other and be that much of partners until they can get it done. I had a lot more in that. It just, you know how you get to going and you lose a lot of it. I want us to stand, if you would, and we want to give an invitation if anybody would like to come and accept the Lord. We don't know your heart. Only you know your heart. You know if you belong to Jesus. When the children of Israel were in Egypt land, they had to have somebody to lead them, and Moses led them. And when the church was in darkness, had no cloak for its sins, God sent them Jesus to die to bring them in. And now the church is established, and Jesus is gone back to his Father and his heavenly home. That's some of the words that was in the song. And we would like for you to come, if you would, anybody that feels like they should. You know if you need to pray or you just need to seek the Lord because you want a closer walk. Anything that you need from the Lord, we'd like for you to come. It's good to see Bob and Bertie with us tonight, George and Brooke and Lloyd. Brother Jim, I call him brother anyway. It's good to see him here. Me and him don't get together as much as we used to did. Maybe once or twice a month. We still love getting together and singing. Anybody else while we wait just a little longer? We appreciate you all. Now we want to pray for our pastor. He's in the mines, and we know that's not a safe place from what happened the other day. Men can lose their lives in there. Pray that God will guard him and watch over him, that he can come safe back to the church, to his family. All right, we thank the Lord for you being here tonight. Now, on Tuesday nights, we gather around and hold hands and have a prayer for the lost, and we're dismissed by that prayer. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say before we dismiss? There's church down in Georgia's tomorrow night. You first know where it's church is down here on the left, Williams Branch. Starts about 7 o'clock. All right, let's gather around. Did I keep it too long?
Okay. You've done real good.
Come on and lead the prayer for us, Molly. Yes, God, in Jesus' name.